Kuntsu Oisai, Ksuba. Therefore, Rabbanah made a Knas, he has to pay him a Ksuba. So Rashi says, it's not really a Knas, it just means that Rabbanah left it with the regular Locha that you have to give her a Ksuba. Yeah, that's a lacha. Konsu waisa ksuva. So the clever Rashi says, loy konsumi. Shakla nashim vida konsu. It just means the Rabbana left her that she gets a ksuva. That's why it needs to be raisa. Now, mifnei ma, what's the reason? Mifnei ma omru, shniyas medivrei seifrim. In the case where you marry an isha that's also to you with the Rabbanan, you marry your grandmother, what's the reason? How come ain't lo ksuva? How come she doesn't get a ksuva? The answer is mifnei shu kosher vikshera. Because they're both kosher, there's no issue to be raisa. The kohen is kosher, if it's a kohen, or if it's not, he's kosher, and she's kosher, therefore there's no kenas. There's no ksuba. The chomokim shu kosher vikshera, konsuwai sa ksuba. The rabbanan made a kenas to say you don't have to pay a ksuba. Now the reason we'll soon see why. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi says like this, halalu divrei Torah, v'divrei Torah and tzrichin chizik. Where a kohen marries a gerusha and amon to a kohen gadol, that's an issue to be raisa. So with an issue the raisa, everybody knows you're not allowed to do it, so the rabbanan don't have to make any new takonis. Therefore the rabbanan left the ksuba the way it is usually. Mashenkin balolo divrei seifrim, the divrei seifrim tzrichim chizik. That you can't marry your grandmother, that's only yasim at the rabbanan. That's called bedivrei seifrim. The rabbanan made up this issa. And the klal is bedivrei seifrim tzrichim chizik. We have to make a chizik something strong to this issa that people should watch themselves. Therefore, the Rabbanan made a knas to say you do not have to pay the ksuba. But everybody should know you're doing something different here. Dovrach, another pshat is like this: Zehu magila, v'zu hi magilosai. That's the pshat. The one that one he causes her to do the avera, and one she causes him to do the avera. Where it's an issa the raisa that she becomes psula, we said Yishu really doesn't want to do it. The man, he's the one that talks her into it. So since he talked her into it, we say he has to still give her ksuba. Mashenka was only yosem of the rabbanim that she does not come sula. Then we say she must probably talk him to doing the avera. So since she was the one that caused him to do it, therefore she loses the ksuba.
Now the Gemara explains. Dovracha man kitoni lo. Who is the one that says this dovracha this last pshat? So it's a machlokes. Iki diyama one says it's from Shimon ben Elazar kitoni lo. He is the one that's explaining this. And like my Tam Komer, he's explaining the reason why he says that Ma Tam Omru, who posel v'hi psula, konsuoy seksuba, what's the reason that Rav Shimon started to say? He said first that we're to Nisi D'Raisa, that since she becomes posel and he becomes posel, we konsuoy seksuba, that he does have to give her ksuba. What's the reason for this? Mifnei Shu Margila, because it's a svara that he is the one that's causing her to do the Avera. In other words, since she becomes posel, so therefore she would not do it. It has to be that the man is talking her into doing it, therefore we like blame the man, therefore the man does have to give her a ksuba. Umatam hu kashivik shera konsuwais a ksuba. And how come in the case where they're both kosher, where it's only ishni, it's only yasim of the rabbonin, that the din is they're both kosher, that there we say she loses a ksuba, we make a knas that the husband does not have to pay a ksuba? The reason is, mifnei shehi magilosayim. Because she is the one that causes him to do the Avera. Since she does not become puzzle, then we have this svara that she is talking him into doing it. And then the Gemara says that Ikadiyama, some say no, Rebbe Ketoni Lo. It's not from Shimon ben Elazar, but it's Rebbe that's saying this last difference. That even though Rebbe said a chiluk between Anissa di Raisa and Anissa di Rabbanan, like he said that by a Grusha v'chalutza tzasa midi Raisa, there he has to pay a ksuba. Ashenkin by Shni, it's only Yasim of the Rabbanan. Here, she does not get the ksuba. So some say, so why did Rebbe need this last svara? Who's Margul? So Mor says, because the chalutza kakashulei. Rebbe had a kash on the din of a chalutza. For a chalutza the Rabbanan, the yistla ksuba. Rebbe is the one that said there's a difference between the Nisidi Raisin and the Nisidi Rabbanan, but chalutza doesn't fit in good. Because after the kohen can't marry a chalutza, it's only Yasim of the Rabbanan. Midi Raisa, kohen can't marry a grusha. But a chalutz, an isha that received chalitza midiraisa, she's mutter, it's only yasa midirabonin. And still it has the same malach like an isha midiraisa that she does get a ksuba. So why? So Hodama, then he said like this, Kivon the posel lo midirabonon, zeo magilo, vizuil magilosoi. that know that since a chalutza lemaisa she becomes a chalolo, if a kohen marries a chalutza midirabbanan she does become sula, she becomes a chalolo, therefore she would not accept it. So it has to be that the man talked her into doing it. That's why he does have to give her ksuba. By shenkin by shnius that she does not become sula, there we say she talked him into doing it. So Mor says now, my ika ben Rebbe lo shim ben Loza. Like, what's the difference between the two reasons? That Rebbe said the reason of the difference is that one's an issur d'oraisa by grusha and one's only shnius midrabbanan. That was the difference. If Shimon Eloza said the difference is whether she becomes psula or whether she does not become psula. So Mor says, Ma'ika, what's the difference between these two reasons? Like in both of these cases so far, according to both of them, in where the by derises she does get ksuba, and by the rabbanon she does not get ksuba. So what's nafkamina? So first of Mor says, Amar Rav Chisda, Mamzeres on the Sina li Yisrael li Kibinayu. This will be a difference where Mamzeres and Nesina gets married to Yisrael. Man the Yom of the Yeraisa. It's according to Rebbe Hanan of the Yeraisa. There's also Asim of the Yeraisa. So therefore, she would get a ksuba. But Man the Yom of Neishu who Magila. The reason why he has to pay ksuba is because he causes it. Or he Margula. But over here, she is the one that's going to cause it. In other words, she's the Mamzera. She's possible anyway. She has nothing to lose. So she wants to get married to Yisrael. I shall have children that will be a Mamzer also. Like, so what Rashi speaks out, because he holds like Reb Tarfon Shittim, that the kids, there's a way to be mafshir the kids also. Let the kid marry a shivcha, he'll have a kid that would be called an eved, and when the eved becomes freed, he'll become the kosher yid. Therefore, by a mamzera, she causes the avera, therefore she should lose a ksuba. That'll be not coming according to Rebbe, or according to Reb Shimon ben Eloza. The Mor says though, but what about the Rebbe Eliezer? The Yom HaRei the Eved a Mamzer, but Reb Lezer argues on Reb Tarfon, and he says no, that when a Mamzer marries a Shivcha, true, the kid is an Eved, but the kid is also as a Psul of a Mamzer. Both Psulim go upon the kid, so there's no way to be Marsha the kid. Therefore, Mamzer is the Chur, would not want to have children, she would not cause it, because her kid remains with a Psul of a Mamzer. So then what's the Nafkamino, whether the Tam is an Issa Niraisa, or the Tam is that she causes it? Mursa like Quantra Blazo Holoi Margolo lay, she would not cause him blamidi. So Mursa says Elo Amarab Yesu said like this. Now is the Shivcha, and they have a kid. So the Maisa that kid has both psulim. The kid is Takir and Evid because he's the child of a Shivcha. But the kid is also a Mamzer. The Lazars have nothing doing. The psul of a Mamzer always goes on to the kid even though he married a Shivcha. So according to Reb Lezer, the kid is always a Mamzer, then she has nothing to gain. So then she also would not cause him to marry her. So if so, what's the difference between the two svaras? Holo magalalei, v'lei midi. So Mor says, Elo am Rabbi Yosef, ma'ase gerusha nishanisisika banayu. This is the difference. If you're over the avera, you gave your wife a get, and she got married to somebody else and lived with him, and then she got the get from him, you're not allowed to marry her back. Man diyama diyaraisa nama diyaraisa. You also nisi diyaraisa here also. She would not do it. It's nisi diyaraisa. So he's the one that caused it. Therefore, he has to give her ksuba. Well, man, the Yom of the one that says, Domifnei Shru Magilu, it's totally whether she causes him or not. Hohi Magole. Here, she's going to cause him to do it. Because the Master Grushosai, she doesn't become possible. There's no psul in her. She doesn't become a chalola here. So therefore, she would do it. But according to Rabbi Kiva that says there's a Mamza Bechayv Alavin, Hohi Magole, she would not want to do it. Well, I need it because she doesn't want a kid to be a mamzer. So again, she would not cause us. What would be the difference? The difference is where a kohen gadol marries a bula. That's only an issur aseh. The kohen gadol is supposed to marry a bsula, a lady that didn't live with a man yet. He's not allowed to marry a bula. That man, the yom of the iraisa, or not midi iraisa, is an aveirim of the iraisa, kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a bula. Here she will cause him to do it. She's not, there's no, it's only Nisra say, nothing's happening to her. Why? Because we hold now that a chalola is only from Chayv Elavin, not from Nisra say. So since she does not become Sula, she does not become a chalola, she'll cause him to do the Avera. But the mother why, the Reb Lezer ben Yaakov the Yomer, Yesh Cholo Michaivi Esay, he holds no that there is a Cholo from Chayvi Esay, so when a Kohen Gadol gets married to a Bula, she becomes a Chalola. So then she won't agree, she's not going to want to do it.
It's always been called that he's causing it. So hold le magul le v'le midi. She won't cause it over here. So again, according to both of them, it will be the same halacha. So what's the difference if this time is called an issa d'iraisa, or whether she causes it or not? Every time it's an issa d'iraisa, he's the one that caused it and not her. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, Alam Ravashi, Ma'asir Sofik Saitosi Gibanayu. We have a wife that's a Sofik Saita. We don't know for sure she had Viz Nus with the other man. You only have a Chash. We only know they were Nistara. They had Stira together. They were alone together with the other man. You don't know they live together though. So Mandi Yamadi Raisa Namadi Raisa. The Loch is by a Sofik Saita when your wife, we began you, if you warned your wife, and then you found out that she had stira, she was alone with a man, she becomes also to you. Midi Raisa, you're not allowed to live with her, unless you bring her to the Kain and she drinks the Mayamorim. Here she'll cause it, because she has nothing to lose. For the Gemara, why? L'ramathia ben Chorosh diyomer. Afilu holach baila lahash koisa. Even the case where the husband wants to take his wife to the Kain, he thinks she's a Saita, he wants her to drink from the Mayamorim. And the husband lives with her, Esther Zaina, he makes her into a Zaina. So it's like here also, by a Sophic Saita, she won't do it, because she's going to become a Zaina, she'll become possible to a Kain. So since she becomes possible, she also won't do it.
And like Rashi says, she would rather, like, not live with the husband right now, but rather drink the Mayhem Morim, go to the Kain, and become kosher. So she wouldn't do it, she has what to lose out right now. So the Marin says, "Hello, Ma Barabashi, Saita Vadi Yikabenayu." Now, Kamina is where the wife for sure has nus with another man. So she for sure right now is Psulu Lekayin, and she's also to her husband. But if she lives with the husband right now, it's only an Aveira. But she doesn't become any more Psul. So therefore, the Svara will say that she may talk her husband into doing it. So that's not Kamina between Rebbe and the Kuntav Shem Ben Elazar. If the reason of Rebbe is only because of an Issa D'iraisa, here it's also a Issa D'iraisa. She would get a Ksuba. But if the reason is because if she becomes Psul or not, over here she does not become any more Psul. Therefore, according to Shimon Elazar, since she does not become any more Psul, we're afraid that maybe she'll cause him to do the Aveira, and therefore there's the Knas that she will not get her Ksuba. All right, we'll stop here.
You hold them by the Mishnah, Peheya Medbeis. The Mishnah says, Basi Yisrael, Moreses Lekoyin. If a Basi Yisrael, a regular Basi Yisrael, got married, had Kedushin to a Koyin, or else Muberes Mikoyin, the same case that she became pregnant from a Koyin, this would be a Nagei if the husband died, and she's only pregnant from the Koyin, or else Shomeres Yovim Lekoyin, let's say your husband died. She was a Basi Yisrael. And now that her husband died, she's a Shemeres Yovim. The brother is also a Kohen. She's a Shemeres Yovim, the Kohen. V'chein Bas Kohen LeYisrael, the same halacha of a regular Bas Kohen. That even though up until now she was able to eat truma, but now that she got married to Yisrael, the halacha is Loi Toicha B'truma. All these cases, the lady now is not Lari Truma. There's the first case of Bas Yisrael that was Moreses LeKohen. There's the halacha is only after Nesuyin. Only if you have Nesuyin, if you live together, you make Nesuyin, then the Bas Yisrael is Lari Truma. But if a Bas Yisrael only had Kedushin with a Kohen, she is still not Lari Truma. The same thing, even if she had Nesuyin, and then her husband dies. So the halacha is, if she has a son, she's Larit, or a child. But if she's only pregnant, she cannot eat Truma. Same thing, Shemeres Yovim, she had no children, and her husband died, and now she's only Shemeres Yovim to the brother, she's not called Mekadeshet to the Kohen, she cannot eat Truma. Same thing, a Bas Kohen that got married to Yisrael is Latecha B'Truma. What about Navaita Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael, Muresas the Levi, let's say regular Bas Yisrael that had Kedusha now with a Levi, so we're talking about now the Geit eating Maaser Rishon. That our Mishnah goes according to the Shita that a Zar, a regular Yisrael, is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. Only a Levi could eat Maaser Rishon. So if a Bas Yisrael got married to a Levi, so she can't eat Truma. She can't eat Maaser. Why? Because she only had Moreses, only Kedushin. She did not have Nesuyin yet. The same thing, Muberes Milevi. Let's say after she was married to the Levi, she lived with him. She was allowed to eat Maaser. Then her husband died. And didn't have a child yet. She's only Muberes. Still, she cannot eat Maaser. Shemeres Yovim Lelevi. Her husband dies, they had no children. She's only a Bas Yisrael, she can't eat Meiser. Even though she's a Shemeres Yovim, the brother's a Levi also, still she can't eat Meiser until they have Nisuyin. V'chein Bas Levi Yisrael. The same thing of a Bas Levi, that the way she is now, she was allowed to eat Meiser. But when she got married to a Yisrael, she lost the Kedusha, she can't eat Meiser. Is Leteicha B'Meiser, Elohim, she's not allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. What about now Bas Levi Morestas L'Kayin? Let's say a Bas Levi had Kedusha into a Kayin. Is our Mishnah's Vaita gone? Still, she cannot eat Meiser. A Bas Levi, our Mishnah's gone, a Kayin cannot eat Meiser. So a Bas Levi, she by herself could eat Meiser. But now that she had Kedusha into a Kayin, she can't eat Meiser. She can't eat Truma either, because she's only Morestas. She didn't have Nisuyin yet. She only had Kedusha without Nisuyin, she can't eat Trumarida. What about the Muberes and Mekoyin? Let's say her husband died, and she didn't have a child yet, she's only Muberes. The same thing, right? She can't eat Truma. She's a Muberes, she can't eat Truma. Shemeres, the same thing, she can't eat Meister either. Because since she's a Muberes, we have to see, maybe she'll have a child. She doesn't go back to her father's house then, so she can't eat Meister either. Shemeres Yovim Lekoyin. Same thing, she's the Bas Levi now, and her husband died, but the brother that's alive is a Kohen. She's a Shemeres Yovim Lekoyin. The same thing, she can't eat Meiser or Truma. She can't eat Truma, because she's not married to the Kohen yet. She can't eat Meiser, because she does not go back to her father's house, because she's still a Shemeres Yovim to the Kohen. And our Mishnah is going now that the Kohen is not allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. V'chein Bas Kohen Levi. The same thing, a Bas Kohen that got married now to a Levi. The locher is, Loi Toicha, Loi Betruma, Loi Bemeiser. She's not allowed to eat Truma, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. Truma, she can't eat the last case because she's a Bas Kohen that got married to a Levi. A Levi can't eat Truma, who then she can't eat Truma. And Meiser also she can't. The Meiser also must come now because they only had Kedushin, so they did not have Nisuyin, she cannot eat Meiser. The Gemara says like this now. So the Mishnah is saying a tremendous Chiddush that an Isha, if she's a Bas Levi, but she's married to a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. For it says Meiser Rishon, only a Levi can eat and nobody else. For the Gemara, why? For Tehei Zora, let her be a Zora, let her be a Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael. Zora Miliochla B'Meiser? Is there any issa for regular Yisrael to eat Meiser Rishon? Like, true, the mitzvah in the senior is to give it to a Levi, okay? But once you gave it to a Levi, Lekur, it has no Kedusha Meiser Rishon. So the Levi could sell it to a Yisrael? What's wrong with a Yisrael eating Meiser? Rashi says, Kol Zar Leyecha Kodesh Ksiv. The Pasuk only says that a Zara Yisrael can't eat Kodeshim. O Meiser Rishon Lav Kodesh Ikri. And Meiser Rishon has no Kedusha to it. So what's wrong with a regular Bas Yisrael? Why can't she eat Meiser Rishon? So Marin says, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Omani Rav Meihi. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to the Shittas Rabbi Meir. The Omer Rav Meir Shitta is Meiser Rishon also Lazarim. A Meiser Rishon Taker is also for Zar. He also has Kedushas like Truma, that only a Levi can eat Meiser Rishon and not a Zar, not a Yisrael. The Tanya would not like this.